Happy New Year to me and Happy New Year to you. Let's let this be our slogan for 1952. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nord.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Nord, a division of BorgWarner, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and conventional washers, electric and gas ranges, water heaters, and home freezers. Originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, Nord presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. Now the star of our program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and Happy New Year's, Rod.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Red. How did you bring in the New Year?
I had nothing to do with it.
No?
I went to bed and I woke up the next morning and there it was. Just think, here it is, 1952. Came in all over the world last week, rather. Mm-hmm. Everywhere but Russia. I hear it's still 1946 over there. 47, 48, 49, 50, and 51 refused to come in.
Hey, did you hear about Stalin calling his doctors together and he says, "Boys, I want you to find a serum that will make me younger." And one doc says, "Well, we can't make you any younger, Joe, but if you leave it up to us, we'll see that you don't get any older."
I like them better when they're not in here.
Sure. Well, Red, 1952 is an election year, too, you
know. Yeah, the 1952 is the election year. This is the year of the big win. And now, whether you know it or not, the campaign speeches have already started.
Really?
And now we give you an address by His Honor who will speak on plans for the new year. And here he is, San Fernando Red.
The Fair Girl. My friends, and you are my friends. Don't say you're not my friends because nobody's going to tell me who my friends are. Yes, sir, last year was a good year for us politicians. Before I go any further, I would like to thank all of you who voted no on Proposition Yes. I have just returned from our nation's capital, Key West. I was going back to Missouri this year, but the river's all frozen over and you can't use the yacht there, you know. Well, that'll get them elected. That'll get them elected. But I'd like to say that I'm not going to throw political mud now. Some people in politics have cut off their noses despite their face. And I might say that it's just as well. Just as well that they did cut off their noses because things around Washington don't smell too good anyhow. For years, the last few years, all these boys have been giving you is pig's feet. You put me back in office this year, and I'll give you something higher up on the hog. Now I have a prediction for 1952. Now perk up and get this straight. I'll have mine straight, too. Remember, when I predict something, it always comes true. Now, pay attention, because I never repeat myself. I never repeat myself. Let me repeat that. I never repeat myself. Let's see now. What was I going to predict? Oh, well, here's a little toast for 1952. A little toast. Now, let's turn the page and find out what it is. Here's to the election year. 1952. Will I be elected? I wish I really knew. If you're looking for a candidate, well, then I'm your guy. Put me back in office. I'll be the best politician that money can buy. Thanks.
And now here are the Smith twins to salute the new year with their arrangement of Worry Bird.
Trouble, 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 trouble. Don't hurry to worry. Let the worry bird worry for you. Let the worry bird buzz and stew. He's a wonderful pet, and when you get the jitters, he twitters. Let the worry bird worry his head. Have the time of your life instead. What's a tumble or two, as long as you can keep well and sleep well? Every cloud is silver lined. Bear that in mind. When old man Trouble gets tough and the going gets rough, let the worry bird worry for you. It's remarkable what he'll do. He'll consider it fun to be your understudy. So, buddy, why should you be blue? Let the worry bird sing the blues for you. You'll keep well and sleep well. Every cloud is silver lined. Bear that in mind. When old man Trouble gets tough and the going gets rough, let the worry bird worry for you. It's remarkable what he'll do. He'll consider it fun to be your understudy. So, buddy, why should you be blue? Let the worry bird sing the blues for you. Worry, 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 worry. Let the worry bird worry for you.
Do you know that the new Norge Timeline automatic washer is selling so fast that most Norge dealers are having a hard time keeping up with their orders? Once folks see it demonstrated, they don't want any other automatic washer. They want a Norge Timeline. For one thing, it actually costs less than any comparable washer on the market. But what really makes the sale is the way this new Norge works. There's not even a dial to set. You just press the Timeline button and Norge fills with bubbly, aerated water. Washes, rinses, spin dries, then cleans itself out all automatically. Norge wave agitation gets clothes cleaner by actual tests than other washers, even wringer types. Norge five-way warm rinsing uses less water than average, yet it's the overflow type that floats away dirt. Norge spin dries clothes almost ironing dry, but they lift out without a tangle. Why don't you ask your Norge dealer for a free demonstration of this new Timeline automatic washer soon?
From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, a story entitled, Has Anybody Here Seen Willie? Chapter 1, Clem Never Could See Him.
Well, here I am. Happy birthday to you. Motorola TV. Well, boy, here I am, working at my fix-it shop. Did somebody clear their head, or was that an opinion? Here I am in my fix-it shop. Now, the first thing I got to do is get somebody to fix that door. Then I'm going to call a plumber and have this leak fixed in my head. Oh, well, back to work. I don't know what I'm hammering on here, but I got to fix it. Boy, it's sure in bad shape. Well, now I recognize what it is. It's my thumb. Well, looks like my hitchhiking days are over. Oh, customers.
Howdy, Clem.
Well, howdy doody to you, too. Can I be of service to you, sir? If you're smart, you'll say no. That's
what you do. Yeah. Clem, what kind of repair work do you do here?
Well, didn't you read that sign on the door?
Yes, I read it.
You did?
Yes.
Would you mind reading it to me? I don't know.
Oh, how stupid can you get?
What's that?
I say, how stupid can you get?
Well, that's pretty hard to tell. I'm still rather young, you know. That too fast. He didn't get that at all.
Clem, how's business?
What's this?
How's business?
Remove your hat and show a little respect for the dead, will you? If it keeps up the way it's going, I'm going to have to hire another man.
To help you take care of the customers?
To be the customer. But this is better than the job I used to have.
Well, what job was that?
Well, I used to be a door-to-door salesman. I used to sell doors to doors. I don't get half of these things myself, you know.
Look, Clem, I stopped in to ask, have you seen Willie Lump Lump? He's disappeared.
No, I haven't seen him since he used my bathtub to make a concoction for New Year's celebration. He left a whole big jug of it back there, and it steams all the time.
Really? He makes his own stuff?
Yeah, he makes it himself, and he drinks it himself. That way, he cuts out the middleman. Oh. If he drinks that stuff, he's going to cut the middle out of the man, too. Hey, look who's coming. There must have been a nasty accident somewhere.
Well, howdy, Clem.
Well, did you? One for your life, the boiler busted. Well, I really talk juicy, don't I? Well, how are you, lover girl, today?
When did you get the new potbelly stove?
Potbelly stove? Oh, that's Mr. Rod O'Connor.
Hello, Daisy June.
Oh, hello, Mr. O'Connor.
Oh, let's not get sickening about you.
How charming to see you again.
Every time she meets a good-looking man, she starts putting on airs. Always putting on airs. Which reminds me, let's open the window.
Would you care to kiss my hand, Mr. O'Connor?
Well, Daisy, you now, how dare you let another man kiss your hand?
Oh, now, don't be jealous, Clem. You're the only one I let kiss me on the lips.
That's just it. I want the same break that the rest of the guys are getting.
Listen, you two kids, go out and have a good time. Don't spend the New Year fighting.
You're right. I'm sorry, DJ. Shall we have a little of that Willie Lump Lump nerve tonic that he had back there?
But just a nip, because it's a new year.
Okay. Here you are, lover girl. It's just like water. It has hardly no kick to it at all, you know.
Well, happy new year. Here goes.
Oh, what a beautiful...
She flew right through the window.
Whoa.
Hey, how are you going to get her down?
Well,
do something.
Don't get excited. I know just what to do. Never mind.
Okay, what?
How about that one right out the window? Hello, operator. Give me the Camp Pendleton anti-aircraft battery, will you?
Oh, look, I'll see you later, Clem. If you see Willie Lump Lump, ask him to call his wife. I'm going out and look for him now.
Yeah, I'm going to take a swig of this stuff and catch her.
Okay. Well, if it isn't Cauliflower McPug, the battling bird boy.
Who are you, boy?
Maybe he knows where Willie is. Hey, how come you're driving a cab, Cauliflower?
I'm driving this cab for my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
It's her cab. You see,
I'm just taking it for over for tonight. You see, she's clearly competing tonight in the roller skate derby. Oh.
Your grandmother roller skates?
Oh, you know, she used to be a rattler, but she had to give it up. She started hearing Belgian boys. Oh. Know. And there, boy, when that happens, the fighter's really gone. That's why I'm going to give up the old fight game before I start hearing Belgian boys. Do me a favor, will you?
Yeah, all
right. Answer that fool.
Hello, Clark. You been fighting again?
Certainly. Fighting's in my blood. What's left of it. Did you hear about my fight in St. Louis last week? No. Oh, boy. At the end of a minute and a half, I was still on my feet, so they stopped the fight and gave me a saliva test. They thought I had been doped, you know. I was hoping to win, you know. I wanted to win the fight for my kid that was born day before yesterday.
Oh, you and your wife have a new baby?
What's your new? You don't think we got a second home with you, do you?
Oh, boy, are you crunchy.
Oh, you got from the mainspring, huh? You should see that rattler down at the gymnasium. Oh, them poor suckers. They all hung their stockings up on the fireplace at Christmas time.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
There's no fireplace in that gymnasium. I know. I came down the chimney and delivered the presents.
Say, Cauliflower, did you hear about Willie Lump Lump disappearing?
Yeah, but there's nothing to worry about. I happen to know that he's okay.
Well, how do you know?
A little boy told me.
The one he's on my shoulder right now.
You mean it?
Oh, he flew away. Oh, there he goes blabbing again. You know what it is like? Oh, a flamingo!
Hey, Bird Brain, can you drive me over to Junior's house?
Can I?
Yes, can you?
Yeah, do it. You know, this is more fun than work. Sure, hop in, boy, hop in.
Okay.
Hold it a minute while I kill shooting canaries out of the back seat. Out of there, come on. Out. Yeah. Okay, get in, but be careful.
Hey, your cauliflower. You sure you know how to drive this cab?
Sure, I'm sure. Whoop! Oh, careful. Don't care.
Well, now, why did you pull over at the curb and stop?
Well, I obey the rules.
You mean you obey the rules?
Can you hear that policeman blow his whistle?
No.
I thought I'd get nabbed when I didn't stop at the railroad crossing back there.
What railroad crossing?
You didn't hear the bell ring at the
No, table? I didn't hear that.
They hide them things. That crossbone thing that there with that bell on it and everything.
Yeah.
But they hide them.
What do you mean they hide?
I drive up to the railroad track. I hear the bell ringing. But when I look around, it's never there.
Oh, I give up. I'm going to get out and walk.
Yeah. Was you going to get out?
Yeah, and I'm going to walk.
Oh, well, I'll see you later. Oh, there goes Santa Claus. He's late going back this year. Happy New Year, Santa Claus.
Gee, the more I hang around the pug, the more I think I'm beginning to hear things myself. I could swear I hear Dave Rose and his orchestra playing a beautiful medley from The King and I.
Thank you.
now for one of those useful wash day hints from Jesse Cartwright, co-director of the Norwich Home Economics Department.
When you buy new clothes, please don't throw away those labels that give washing instructions. Instead, write the name of the garment on the back of the label and pin it on a bulletin board over your washer. You'll find most garments labeled hand washable can be safely machine washed if you follow the directions for water temperature and cleansing agent.
Why, the new wave agitation in the Norwich Timeline automatic washer is so gentle it actually prolongs the normal life of fabrics. And with Norwich, you have your choice of hot or warm water washing. What's more, though Norwich is completely automatic, you can skip or change any part of the washing cycle. For with a new Norwich Timeline control, every step is right in sight. Right at your fingertips, from fill to spin dry. Why not ask your Norwich dealer for a free demonstration of the new Timeline automatic? You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norwich.
Whee! Boy, I sure can go fast since I made a hot rod out of my tricycle here.
Mister, who's riding the tricycle in the house? Now, what did you break?
You know that vase with Whistler's mother on it?
Yes.
Well, the old gal just had a nervous breakdown.
Oh, for 2 cents, I'd make you stay home and not let you ride down to the store with me.
Oh, is you going to drive the car?
Yes.
Pop must have done pretty well last night with those parked cars and that siphoning hose.
Your father doesn't siphon gas.
Oh, no? Well, don't tell me he got those hollow cheeks from shipping spaghetti. You know, I used to be a spaghetti shipper.
You did?
I used to take a big long string of spaghetti and ship it up and smack me on both sides of the face, you know. That's how I lost my fun, too.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody tied a knot in one of them.
Come on, let's go.
Here I go, out the door.
Oh! Oh, my stomach!
Hey, look, Fatso, why didn't you ring the doorbell and let us know you was coming in here or something?
I was just about to ring the doorbell.
Oh, come on in, Rod. What's wrong?
Well, I've been out looking for Willie Lump-Lump, and I just wondered if you'd seen him.
We could never see him.
Well, have you checked the police?
Yes, he hasn't been booked for 2 days.
Oh, goody, goody. No place for here, but goody, goody. Goody. Big fat slob, you.
Junior.
Ask me why I call you a big...
Why do you call me a big fat slob?
I call them the way I see them. Hey, you two in luck. If you're looking for Willie Lump-Lump, you have come to the right place. I know the real good detective.
Who?
Well, now, don't laugh, but they all call me Sam Bulldozer. I'm sort of a small economy-sized Sam Spade. Oh. Wait, I'll go ahead and put on my disguise. My disguise.
Let's humor him, Rod. Mm-hmm. We don't want to hurt his little feelings.
Well, I'll go along with the gag. I wish I could gag him.
Hello, sir.
Now be quiet, Rod. Right. Here he comes. Now act impressed.
All right.
Well, here I is. I is back.
Oh, Junior, what a wonderful disguise. I'd hardly recognize you. How did you do it?
I shaved.
What?
Yeah, I shaved your fur coat. Well, you see, I'm all ready to start the detecting. I have me magnifying glass, and as they say in the Skunk Patrol, I have just picked up the scent.
Well, you've picked up the scent now. Where are we going to find Willie Lump-Lump?
Come on, get in the car. Get in the car, and I'll show you.
Okay, Junior. Now, where to?
Now, you drive to the closest MGM theater. A theater that's showing an MGM picture, and I'm going to show you. Go take me to Lowe's. Now, be careful. There's a lady in front of me, and she's starting to turn into that supermarket. I'll blow the horn. Look out. Boy, she must have been in a hurry to get in there. She didn't even get out of the car.
Look, young man, if you ever touch that horn again...
Don't you hit me.
I wouldn't hit you.
Just remember one thing. You hit me again, I might bite you. You've never had this temper, have you?
Well, here we are at the theater. How do you know that Willie Lump-Lump will be in here now?
He's working for Red Skelton, ain't he?
He is?
Yes. And there's the theater. Look, Red Skelton picture up there.
Texas Carnival.
Yes.
That's funny. They have hundreds of pictures of Ann Miller, Esther Williams, and Howard Keel, but none of Red Skelton. I wonder why.
Well, if you had a jewelry store, would you put a hunk of salami in the window? We're going to miss the boy who wrote that around here.
Well, let's take a look inside the theater. Maybe Willie is in here.
But the theater doesn't open for a couple of hours yet.
Well, let's look in anyway. Well, say, Junior was right. There's Willie sitting in the front row of the theater asleep. Hey, Willie!
Boy, yeah, my boy.
What's the matter with you?
Big fat blimp. Where you been, boy? Where you been?
Where have I been? Well, where have you been?
I ain't seen you in a long time. I ain't seen you in a long time.
We haven't
seen... I can hardly see you now.
We've been looking all over for you. You've been gone for 2 days.
2 days?
Yes,
good
2 days.
Heavens, gracious of me.
Yes.
I came in to see the Skelton picture, and after the 12th time, I guess I fell off asleep. I'm going to quit this job he gave me, you know. It wears me out starting the applause every time that bum comes on the screen.
This is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in washers, refrigerators, home freezers, gas and electric ranges and water heaters, everything Norge makes right. Be sure to see the new Timeline automatic washer at your Norge dealers. Stop in soon and ask for a free demonstration. See why Norge's new wave agitation actually gets clothes cleaner than other washers. Watch Norge's 5 warm rinses float away dirt and soap scum. See how clothes lift out without a tangle, fluffy and almost ironing dry. Then compare the price, and you'll know why this new Norge Timeline automatic is setting sales records. And now, until next week...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.